From Appleton, Wisconsin, this is the Anderson Pens Podcast.
Welcome to Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 451, for Thursday, August 11th, 2022.
This week, we have banter, news, updates, my ink of the week, mossy goodness from Penlux, a hearty appetite, a Manio restock, a contest winner, a new contest, plus something coming soon from Esterbrook that we absolutely, positively, really, truly, surely cannot talk about.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Brian.
You know.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. You know the Marvel movies, the Hulk.
Yes.
You know, I think they're missing an opportunity here.
I bet they are, and you're going to tell us what it is.
I don't understand why they don't put advertisements on the Hulk. It's basically a giant banner.
Oh no, that was bad. I think Dave's even laughing about that. All right, Mr. Anderson, I think I brought one for you.
Okay.
Why, Brian, are pediatricians always so annoyed?
I don't know.
Because they have very little patience.
Oh.
Brian.
Yes.
Should we just skip right to Ink of the Week, or do you want to do it in order?
I don't think I have a choice, really.
You do. You're the boss. But we'll do location bumper. Because for the second week in a row, you've actually seen the video.
Yes.
That played during the intro.
3 minutes ago.
But you saw it.
Yes, yes.
Past tense, you saw it. It was the Fox Cities Exhibition Center, which you have never been to.
No.
And I have never been to. But I've been under that bridge.
Yep.
Many times. Mm-hmm. The Fox Cities Exhibition Center opened in 2018. The Fox Cities Exhibition Center is a multi-purpose convention center located in the city of Appleton. They call it Fox Cities, but it's really two blocks that way.
Yeah, it's very
two
close.
Blocks. The center is owned by, get this, the city of Appleton, and is operated by the connected Hilton Paper Valley Hotel. So you saw the bridge there. One mm-hmm. side is the convention center. The other side is the hotel that is now a Hilton.
Which I love.
Can you say Penn Show potential?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you going to organize it?
Let's do it.
He didn't say yes. He said let's do it.
We'll look into it. I don't even know how much space they have.
Do we need a Penn Show? I mean, we have this.
Yeah, anytime you want. Here's a Penn Show. Only closed on Sundays. Reminder for all of us, August is National Wellness Month. Mm-hmm. National Wellness Month focuses on self-care, managing stress, and promoting healthy routines. Mr. Anderson, have you started any new healthy routines?
I have started new healthy routines.
What's that?
Waking up at 4:45 a.m.
Oh, that's healthy.
I don't think it's healthy. But Eric and I have been riding pretty much every morning.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're on week three, four.
And I have a story to tell.
Okay.
This past Saturday, we went for our usual ride. Actually, it was the longer of the two.
Yes,
which is now the norm, by the way.
Okay.
Coming up Oneida, we weren't too far from here. I got a flat tire.
It was something else. It was loud.
I keep a lot of pressure in those. And so Brian says, because you happen to be near me at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Ordinarily, he's 2 miles ahead of me.
But this particular moment,
he was right by my side. He says, do you have the stuff to fix it, or do you want me to go up and get a car? Because his bike was fine. And I said, well, actually, I have the stuff, and I'd kind of like to see if I can do it.
I'm sorry. I didn't really.
5 minutes later, he had finished the whole thing right in front of my eyes. It was like doing a Sunday brunch on how to repair a pen. But I mean, it was as if you did it every day. You're in your spare time, you fix bikes, don't you?
No.
Well, he's good to have around. He's good to have around. Tomorrow, August 12th, is World Elephant Day.
Oh, nice.
Since 2012, World Elephant Day has asked that you experience elephants in non-exploitive and sustainable environments, bless you, Justin, where elephants can thrive under care and protection. On World Elephant Day, express your concern, gain and share knowledge, and support solutions for better care of captive and wild elephants alike. Please visit worldelephantday.org. And that's all I have time for because I visited that site and there's a lot of information there. Right. And I like elephants.
Yeah, absolutely.
So everybody likes elephants, I would
say. What's not to love?
Yeah. Pen in your pocket.
Yes.
I can see what it is from right here. I think it's kind of obvious, but who am I? Who am I? I get a really good view. Yes. I think they're all obvious. YouTube. Have you heard of that?
I have.
Okay. I don't have to explain it then.
It's
Friday.
It's where they have pictures,
they
right?
They have moving pictures. Oh. Sometimes talkies with sound. Last Friday, we published Steph's top three vacation pens. Did you get a chance to watch that?
I did watch that.
Oh, yeah. She did a good job. And she has nice taste in shirts. Last Sunday, we published Anderson Pen's Sunday Brunch Menu 14, where Brian and I talked about, actually, Brian showed me the 7 standard sailor nibs and sold me 3 afterwards. So, this coming Sunday, we will publish Anderson Pen's Sunday Brunch Menu 15 that I called Menu 14. So just be ready for that. And it happened to be with Steph. You weren't here.
Yes, I was. I went to
Chicago.
Yes,
I'm talking past tense because we actually did it yesterday. Yeah. But it won't be published till after this. You got called to Chicago, yep. So Steph sat in, and we talked about some of our favorite papers. Put a pin in that, because that's going to come up in a minute.
Awesome. Can't wait to see it.
More news. Lisa and Steph will be on the podcast August 18th. That is 1 week from today.
Awesome.
So 1 week from today, they're going to be here doing what we're doing. Yep. Can't wait to see that. Do you know anything about this?
So we've got coming up in at AP Chicago, 2-day in-store nib customization and pen repair event. Mike and Linda Kennedy from Independence are coming to the store. It's going to be Saturday, August 27th, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, August 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And note that is 2 hours earlier than our normal Sunday start time. They're going to be doing nib grinds, pen repairs, first come, first served, new sign-up form each day. So if you can't get there one day, you can just sign up the next. One grind per appointment, 2 grinds maximum per day. But I would recommend you, if you have other nibs that you want to grind, or if you buy something, bring some extra things along just in case, because if there's nobody there, they will take multiple pens.
They can also take them home.
Yes, and they can take them home.
But, I have to figure out what I want ground, because the last time I sent you was my Lamy 2000.
Yes.
One of them.
Yep.
Maybe I should do the other one. So I like what you did with that one. So.
Well, you're not going to do it the same, are you?
That's what I usually do, yeah.
But will you have 2 pens the same?
Yeah.
Oh, one's steel and one's macro.
Stainless steel, one's macro.
So. Okay.
This is coming up now.
Yeah, so that's coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, the 27th, Saturday the 27th. Big to do in Chicago.
And it's cool to watch Mike do the repairs and watch Linda grind the nibs. And it's
a show.
It is
itself.
Super cool.
Yeah. And then there's this.
Yeah. So now through this coming Sunday, August 14th at AP Chicago, there is a Chicago sales tax holiday going on. So sales tax is now just 5.25% on items for student use.
Right. It's a back to school type sales tax holiday where the sales tax has been lowered by 5%.
Yes.
And so is now only 5.25%. And basically anything in the store qualifies
as
school use.
School use.
So you just have to say you're going to use it. Yeah, it has to be for a student.
Yes,
right?
For a student.
But that can be a significant difference because
everyone
wants to send their student to school with an emperor.
Yes.
That's a big chunk of change.
Well, that or Lisa just got in a new shipment of Midori. So, nice paper.
Oh, that's great paper.
Like that.
Yeah.
So,
I have another ink.
Okay. What do we got this week?
Something.
This is Bungo Box Diamine Sunshine Yellow?
This is Bungo Box Diamine Sunshine Yellow, otherwise known as Diamine Sunshine Yellow, picked this week by our very own Justin behind the camera.
Wow.
And it is something. It is bright, cheerful yellow, sometimes almost orange.
Yeah, it looks orange to me. Light orange.
This is absolutely light orange. This actually looks orange to me, too. But maybe the sun is orange as it's setting, but it's legible.
Mm-hmm.
It is legible. Yep. No show through, no feathering, good flow, cleanup of 2.
Okay.
Which is very easy cleanup.
Very easy, yeah.
I don't know what I would use that for, but it is legible and it is fun. Maybe a letter to somebody.
Sure.
So, comes in a ginormous 80 mil bottle.
80 mil, yeah.
And we have, of course, the samples at
3 mil samples, yeah.
But if you like that color, this is going to last a while. Mm-hmm. This 80 mil of anything lasts.
Yes.
Well, maybe not alcohol, yeah. But yeah.
It doesn't look like that big of a, 80 mil in that bottle. It doesn't look like 80 mil, but it's...
Well, I didn't measure it.
Yeah.
I'm taking their word for it.
No, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Why couldn't the sailor do his alphabet? He got lost at sea.
Brian.
Yes.
Let's talk about Justin.
Yes.
These are just in.
These are just
Penlux Masterpiece Delgado in Moss. Finally. Now, the pictures look great. They look even better in person.
This is the best one yet.
And they've all been very nice.
It's beautiful material.
Oh, and you're posting yours. Yeah, I wouldn't post this.
It's postable. It's a really nice postable length.
You like to post. I don't care to post, but no law says I have to post.
No. Yeah.
And this one, I don't have to post.
Yeah, it works.
Yep. Beautiful pen. Tell me everything you know about.
Well, introducing the Penlux Masterpiece Delgado fountain pen in the rich moss color. Features an acrylic barrel and a cap of swirling rich greens with gold-plated trim, inspired by forest growing moss. Gold-plated stainless steel Yovo number 6 nib gives a smooth writing experience, and the smaller body with the piston filling system makes this a terrific value, but still a generous pen in your hand. Nib options in the Penlux Masterpiece Delgado are fine, medium, broad, and a 1.1 stub.
So it's a piston filler.
I'm going to test that right now. Yep, piston filler. It looks great. It is by far my favorite Delgado so far.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge fan of greens, but this one...
It's a nice green. They really nailed the color in line with the trim. It just really looks great.
Yeah. It is gold trim. Not my preferred trim, but it matches.
It's fantastic.
That was the correct
choice. It's a perfect choice.
Correct choice. 1.1 stub, huh?
1.1, yeah.
That would be fun.
The piston? Mm-hmm.
I'm hungry. You hungry?
I got an appetite. I could use a little snack.
Just want to mention that we got some more of this in. This is the third time. And
yes.
We still have not been able to sample it out because it flies off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So help yourselves. It is, of course, Pelikan Edelstein Ink of the Year Appetite, a blue-green turquoise color that pays homage to the phosphate mineral Appetite. 50 milliliter. Beautiful bottle.
Yep.
Beautiful bottle.
Yeah, very nice.
I don't expect them to stick around, but if one does, we will sample it out, and perhaps it'll be an ink of the week.
Maybe we'll get to that.
We've had notes added here.
Much to your chagrin.
You take it away, Mr. Anderson.
So we got a couple things that are coming soon.
They're coming so soon, I didn't know about them when I walked in.
He literally didn't. Yeah, he got the notice as he was pulling up to the store. Everybody saw the, pretty much probably already knows, the announcement, the Twisby Eco Green Glow.
Green Glow. Does it glow in the dark?
It glows in the dark.
Ah.
Yes. So it kind of looks
popular.
It looks kind of like the jade, but it glows in the dark. Yeah. So that's coming soon. That's going to be toward the end of the month.
Okay.
That launches.
This month?
This month, yes.
Okay.
And also, Faber-Castell launched two new ambitions. One, a blue resin. So if you're familiar with the black resin and the way that the barrel looks, it's not pure black. This is a blue resin, which is really very nice. And their new op art for the season, calling it Autumn Leaves, is very nice. A nice dark brownish orange.
That's going to be a nice one.
It's really nice.
It is for the season, isn't it?
Yes. So those are the Autumn Leaves come in extra fine medium. The blue resin will come in extra fine medium broad, and both will come also with an optional ballpoint. So those are coming soon.
Coming soon. Will the Twisby be by the end of the month?
Twisby will be by the end of the month, yeah.
Faber-Castell?
Yep. Faber-Castell, as soon as they can ship it to me.
As soon as they can ship it to you. Look what I found.
Look at that.
This, I believe, is called Plum.
That's the Plum.
Plum teal body, cap, and section with plummy red finials. That's my favorite.
It's a gorgeous,
this is my favorite.
Gorgeous
and the
pen,
reason
yeah.
we're talking about the Sailor Pro Gear Mano limited edition sets is because we got more.
Yes.
They were sold out.
Yep. Yeah, they sold out, and I ordered some immediately. Also got the Willow.
The Willow was sold out. The Plum was sold out. I think the Nuts was sold out.
This is the Nut.
That's
I'm sorry.
Nut.
This is the Nut.
This
yeah,
is the
yeah. Yeah, yes.
Willow, pale lavender barrel with cap and section, and finials in teal green.
Yeah.
That's a pretty one, too.
It is. Those are nice. This one is great. This one.
That's your favorite, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's got this really cool transparent section.
This lavender one, though, with the finials and the section that match.
It's tough. That's a nice one, too.
That's a nice one. Yeah. I think I need one of each.
And then they have little special something on the... On each one finial, is different. So this one's got a nut. And then
this
I've got
one has
this.
A flower. This one has something else. Mm-hmm. They're all different.
They're very good, yes.
What nib sizes do they come
in? Available in... These are slims. Available in 14-karat gold with rhodium plating. Well, that's not true. Some of them are rhodium, some of them are gold, but they're available in fine, medium fine, and medium.
I imagine the nibs will match the trim.
The nibs will match the trim. That's correct. Yes, yes, yes.
There's two fish in a tank. One turns to the other and asks, how do you drive this thing?
Brian.
Yes.
I bet you don't remember what the contest was last week.
I don't know why. I can't remember this week to week, but I don't remember what it was.
It was just a choice, nothing to count.
Okay.
Between two inks. Ringing a bell yet?
Bungo Box, June Bride, Something Blue.
Uh-huh.
And...
Ebon.
Cacao de Brazil. Cacao de Brazil. Oh, okay. The last two inks of the week.
And this came up because I said in a Sunday brunch, we're going to play for the Cacao de Brazil. And from across the store, someone said, what about June Bride? And so there was a brouhaha. And it has been settled.
Okay.
There are, you can come down on either side of this. Obviously, you like one or you like the other. Sometimes you like
June
both.
Bride's going to be the winner.
You'd be wrong. June Bride got 32% of the vote.
What?
And Cacao de Brazil got 68%.
I mean, you know what I think? That's a good ink. Cacao de Brazil is a beautiful color, but I think June Bride didn't get enough because Bungo Box just, it doesn't have that traction that Cacao de Brazil has had for so many years.
People looked at the picture side by side and made a decision. And what many people said about Cacao de Brazil is that it is unusual,
okay.
That it is dusty, lovely, calming, and unique. And okay. I think unique gets it there.
Okay.
Let's look at some comments.
Let's.
We're going to start with Arabella Holzapfel. If I had to choose only one of those inks to use for the rest of my life, I would go with June Bride.
Yeah.
Because I like looking at it best, based on Justin's visuals. But if I wanted to be able to read what I write for the rest of my life, I would go with Cacao de Brazil. And happy birthday, Steph. Shh. Emily Snope says, I have bottles of both and love them both, but I guess I like June Bride a bit better.
Awesome. Someone on my side of the camp.
Daniel St. Marie says, hey guys, your videos never disappoint. June Bride would be my choice for the two. Now I am off to have a chocolate chip cookie, if you recall.
It was chocolate chip cookie day. Yeah.
Mary Hodges says, no matter how interesting a brown ink might be, I would always have to go with blue.
There
Which
we go.
Is understandable.
Yes, understandable. There are very few browns that...
Richard Smith says, by all means, the Bungo Box Blue is the better looking color. By the way, I thoroughly enjoy the jokes done by Ink Bottle Dude. So that's Justin, in case people didn't know it. Now we'll go away from blue. Glenn Kelly.
You stack the deck, and there's going to be like...
I put some in some.
17 Cacao de Brazil.
I'll get your chair. Glenn Kelly says, Herbon Cacao de Brazil. I could use it in any situation, but the observant would know it was something special. And that's true. That's true. A person who didn't know anything about inks would just see it and...
It's not a regular brown. It's not a regular brown.
And then someone who was paying attention would say, oh, there's something special about that. Harold Meringer, I like the Urban Cacao de Brazil best mainly because I can read it. Hmm. While the June Bride is a pretty shade, it's too hard to read. Happy birthday, Steph. Ulrike Miesenschurman says, of course I prefer Cacao de Brazil because the other one makes me blind. And it is kind of bright. It is kind of bright. Justin Martin says, this podcast is detrimental to my credit card. I paused the video midstream to buy a Visconti Rembrandt and Diamine ink. Justin, you should try being on the podcast. It's even worse.
It has happened. You have, yes, at the end,
yes,
you've...
Yes.
No joke.
Justin then stuck around for the contest and votes for Cacao de Brazil. Here's what I enjoyed very much.
Okay.
Susan Fleming says, my choice would be Cacao de Brazil because, for some reason, the understated elegance of it reminds me of Eric. I assume she means me. This Eric.
Yeah. Maybe it's...
Don't know. Off the air. Rich Johnson says, great podcast. I prefer them both. But if you were to shake me down for my lunch money, I'd go with Cacao de Brazil. Rich, if we were going to shake you down for your lunch money, we'd want the lunch money and not your vote for this. Also says, if you ever get a chance to go bike touring or bike packing, especially in the North Woods, you will come across a restroom, in quotes, in the woods, and you'd be amazed how many people actually do sleep in them while out bike packing and backpacking. So, see, it does happen.
Okay.
We have a winner as well.
Great. Who's our winner?
Our winner is Xia Shun Shu. Xia Shun Shu. Confetti, please. Cacao de Brazil for me. I have too many blue inks, especially on Monday.
On Monday?
That's true.
Was Monday a blue ink day?
It's Monday blues.
Monday blues.
Monday okay. blues. Mondays are blue. I have some follow-up comments. Oh, Xia Shun Shu, please write to me, Eric, at AndersonPens.com, and we will get $20 credit onto your Anderson Pens account. Congratulations. A follow-up comment, Nix G says, Eric, what a beautiful, elegant shirt. I just had to throw that in there, because that's the second time elegant and my name was thrown in here.
Wow.
We mentioned last week about traveling with ink. We had a quick conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Hoyt Robertson says, so traveling with pens while you're flying, how does one, one, keep a pen from burping other than not inking them, and two, protect against the possibility that the pen will in fact burp? I'll go first, then you can give us your expert,
okay.
expert opinion. I don't empty my pens. I keep them in my backpack that goes to my seat with me, and then I put them upright in the seat pocket in front of me, and I have, knock on wood, not had a problem.
I usually try to prepare my pens. If I know I'm going, if I'm flying, I try to prepare them because I'm usually not taking 20, I'm taking 3 or 4. But in lieu of that, I try to make sure they're completely full, and I will do something similar, but I will have the my pen case open. I usually bring a paper towel, and then if there's one I'm particularly concerned about, I will open it up and I will stand there with the paper towel just to make sure if it comes out, then I can wipe it down. But usually I don't worry too much about it.
No, I haven't had problems in planes. And I do make them stand upright.
Mm-hmm.
The one place I did have a problem was the pens were in my backpack, but I was driving over the Rockies.
Through the Rockies, yes, yes.
Yeah, that was messy.
And people won't think of that because that happened to Lisa and I the first time we went to the LA Pen Show. We drove through the Rockies, and we got there, and we got to the show, and we had a 48 pen case full of testers.
Oh.
And we started picking them out and handing them to customers, and each one was all inky
messy.
Yeah,
yeah, so. I don't know why that's worse than flying.
It's very gradual.
It's very gradual, but... I don't know. And Tim Chi says, there are some pens with shutoff valves that I think would be okay for air travel.
Mm-hmm.
Pilot 823, Twisby Vac 700R, Namiki Emperor, to name a few. Eric and Brian, would you agree? I'm getting on a plane in mid-August, and these are my planned pens for vacation. Stay well. Mid-August. I hope this reaches you. Yes, a shutoff valve works.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fact, when the first time we went, when like literally all the pens leaked, Except for the VAC 700.
Yeah, the shutoff valve.
Like, we'll okay.
Single time.
It's, guess what? That was a really good show for VAC 700 sales.
I have a new contest.
Great.
And this came about because, as I've mentioned, Steph and I already did the Sunday brunch for this mm-hmm. coming Sunday, and we talked about our favorite papers. And what came up was I said, if I have a choice, I have a preference for white paper because paper... Well, it comes in all kinds of colors, but generally these papers are either white or some other not white, ivory mm-hmm. or something like that. So this week's question is, regarding stationery, what you're going to write on with your fountain pens, which do you prefer, white or something that is cream, ivory, or not quite white? Because some people do prefer that.
Mm-hmm.
Steph
mm-hmm.
even said sometimes it gives her ink more something. I forget what she said.
Yeah, like brown ink on ivory will make it a little more vintage feel to it.
Yeah. But I like, the reason I, two reasons I like white paper is A, it's easier for me to see what's
the true
what's
color.
Written
yeah.
and the true color. It shows yeah. the it shows me what I think the ink looks like. And so that's all you have to do to enter. Do you have a preference?
I guess I would. I mean, if I had to make one choice for the rest of my life, I guess I would go with white. But I'm not really picky. So if I've got a notebook and it's off white or ivory,
if they said for the rest of your life, you
yeah,
you'd
because I would want to see the real true color. And sometimes
okay. then we're amending the question. If you had to use one paper color for the rest of your life, would it be white? Or would it be some cream ivory off-white? Just let me know in the comment section of this video, and we'll pick a random winner for a $20 gift certificate next week. Only I won't be here. How are we going to do that, I wonder? We'll have to work that
You're
out.
You're not going to be here next week?
No, it's going to be Lisa and Steph.
Oh, so well, they're going to have to figure
Steph
it out.
Steph will let everybody know who won.
Steph's in charge.
Steph's in charge.
That's scary.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
As previously mentioned, something new is coming from Esterbrook that we absolutely cannot talk about.
That's
so
correct.
Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, okay.
I will say this much. Watch for an email on Friday, August 19th. That's 1 week from tomorrow. That's all we can say, really.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's it.
That's it, yep.
But you have something else there, something about diamine.
I do. So we have a huge number of new to Anderson Pens, diamine inks coming in.
I saw that. I saw there's a,
yes,
a big number.
It's a big number. It's a big yeah. number. So primarily the red and blue edition ink vent 50 milliliter bottles.
Okay.
So those are from past years. And so there's.
Now these are not ink vent calendars. These are the.
No, these are the actual bottles, but they're in 50 milliliter bottles.
Okay.
So they're in a bigger bottle than what they would have been in the calendar. So we've got the red and the blue, which is going to be pretty cool. And they come in those cool bottles with the little feet on them.
Oh, it's the bottles with the feet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's a reason to buy them right there because those are cool.
Yeah. And there are, more Shimmertastic. And then there's a couple other stragglers that
for some reason we hadn't
slipped
added.
By. Yeah. That I hadn't even heard of. So, there's, I think the number was about 60.
That's
60
what
new
I had.
Inks.
I, 60 I
new
counted
inks.
60. Yeah. And that's a lot.
That's it is a lot. That should be coming any day.
Any day.
And then our poor part-timer is going to be doing the ink samples. And
Well, it's not just the ink samples. It's the descriptions have to be put
yep,
in.
Yep.
And then
yeah.
the images have
the
to
images.
Be sourced, found. And yeah, it's to add 60 at one time is quite
well, it's really 120 because it's
yeah, because
samples
you have to do the samples too.
Yep.
Oh, am I going to have to do 60 ink of the weeks? Inks of the week, maybe. Inks of the week.
Well, there's bound to be something come in the next year that...
Yeah. Well, it's one a week.
So new diamine coming soon, and then that should pretty much...
I'm looking forward to the bottles with the feet.
Yes.
For some reason, the packaging appeals to me.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something about Hobonichi. I know we've been talking a lot about Hobonichi, but it is getting close.
It's really getting close now. So we got even more information this week than we had last week.
You might know more than I do. I'm going to say that Hobonichi 2023 product lineup will be revealed on August 25th in Japan.
That's
which
correct.
Which probably means that... The full lineup will be available for viewing on Anderson Penn's website the evening of August 24th. That's Wednesday, 2 weeks from yesterday. It's really getting close here.
Yeah, and they're going to be shipping pretty soon. So
whatever time they do things in Japan, it usually corresponds to 9 p.m. the day before here. So if that happens, you'll just turn everything on.
Yep.
And if you are subscribed to our mailing list, which you should be, you'll receive a mailer the morning of the 25th. That's 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact, that will introduce you to the 2023 lineup with all the links to all the products. Now, you can't buy it at that day. This is just a preview. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, that's true. That's correct. Yep.
The sales will begin at 9 p.m. Central on August 31st, which is the first...
11 a.m.
Yeah, in Japan. And that's
Japan time.
3 weeks from yesterday you can actually start buying, but 2 weeks from today you can see what's there. And... At that point, you can sign up for in-stock notifications for
specific,
the items you actually
specific
want.
Specific ones, yes.
Yeah. And there are some good items.
It's a good lineup this year. It really
I feel
is.
Really bad because I've seen them.
Yeah.
Pictures. I've seen pictures.
Yeah.
But I'm not allowed to say anything.
No.
One thing that we are allowed to say is that we're getting, for this year, is the five-year planner in A5 size, and one has my name on it.
Yes.
Because I did purchase the five-year planner in A6. And they just want you to write a couple lines every day. And I need like four. and it wasn't big enough for me. So I'm hoping that the A5 size will be perfect for me.
And there will be covers, too, for both these. A5 and A6 5-year.
And they are separate covers from the usual because they're thicker.
Slightly different. Yeah, they're slightly thicker.
These are thicker.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that you sign up for back-in-stock notifications for the one Hobonichi holding product that we have on the website now so that you get notified as soon as he makes them visible.
As soon as they're live.
And sign up for our mailer at the bottom of any page at Anderson Pens. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Still correct, yep.
Still correct. Still correct. And that's all I have to say this week about Hobonichi. But as we get closer, because you know, I've got like 5 things that I have to have.
Yeah, it hasn't shipped yet, but they've been in contact. They have confirmed our order, which is great.
They confirmed the order.
It's a bigger order than last year, and last year was a bigger order than every year before. Yeah. So they're going to, and if you're local and you want to come in the store, you can see them all in person, and they're going to be.
But we cannot sell them.
We cannot sell them, yeah.
Until they start selling.
But at least you'll be able to see them, because some of them have a really, especially some of the weeks, they have cool fabric covers and,
be
you
careful
know.
What you give away.
Well, I'm just saying.
some of the things I do want to see in real life, because what is that? There was something else I was going to say, but I can't remember what it was. So why don't we just...
That's it. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Oh, do I have a line there? Oh, you can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Is there a store in Chicago?
There is a store in Chicago. It's on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. Open 7 days a week. You'll see me there next week.
Next weekend. Yep. Lisa will be here in front of this camera. Does the store in Chicago have a website?
Chicago.AndersonPens.com.
Excellent. Please like this video and consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. Okay. Yeah, it's there. The pen in Brian's pocket. That's a Fresca.
Sailor 1911 Fresca King of Pen.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
That's a big pen.
That is a big pen.
These were discontinued.
They were discontinued about a year ago.
About a year ago, they came in 1911 standard.
Standard, large
and King of Pen. And you got the King of Pen. And that is a substantial pen.
That was literally the last Fresca King of Pen we had.
And it's such a unique color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very nice.
You just don't find them like that anymore. I think I had words of wisdom. What was it? Oh, yeah. Who is Smith's son, Ian, and why does he get his own museum? Bye.